Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:34. Tom Ackerman and I, it was just like old home week. We got so excited when our next guest walked into the studio.
Yeah.
The Regional Business Council represents 100-plus business leaders whose companies collectively employ more than 120,000 associates and generate more than $65 billion in annual revenue. That is from the website of the Regional Business Council. Kathy Osborne, president and CEO, is joining us in studio. You look fabulous. They can't see you, but she looks great. Just take it from me. She
and
looks
me.
Great. Dan, Tom.
I said the only thing stopping us from having two segments of Kathy Osborne is the fact that the manager of the Cardinals is with us at 9:50.
That's what I heard. Right? I was kind of way out in the lobby because Kelvin Adams just finished, I guess, here.
Yes, yes.
And so I was able to talk to him, who's just absolutely marvelous. And what the commitment he made to St. Louis and to those kids and to schools is just unmatched.
So last week's jobs report comes out. We have so much to talk to you about. And it's surprisingly strong, and maybe there's a sense that inflation might be less urgent. I would just want to talk about the attitude, for one, of your members, of the CEOs, about, you know, their attitude and sentiment about recession and inflation and St. Louis's economy. What are you hearing?
Sure. And to some extent, it depends on who you are and where you are,
sure,
what industry you're in. But I think I just saw that I think inflation now is down to 8.5%. Down is not actually, you know, it's not very down,
right.
But it affects everything. So, for instance, the two major things I think that are really problematic, not just here, it's across the country, which is supply chain issues. You can't get the products in,
right,
or they cost more, therefore, then you have to charge more. And then talent. I mean, talent's a big issue. We often think about when new businesses look to coming into any city, they want to say, what's the talent situation? And in St. Louis, we're very blessed. We have these major universities, all kinds of diverse curriculum. But also from an RBC perspective, we've been working pretty hard on something called STL Works, which is skilled work, skilled jobs. And we're trying to educate people that there's many alternatives in terms of your own career, what you look at. And what, you know, they've called the great resignation. I think it's the great reevaluation. People step back and said, who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? So I think there's still a lot of people out there on the sidelines. And I would say to them, better get in. Better get in the game now. And if you don't have the training or the education, this is the moment to get it. Because, you know, economies go up and down. So from a business perspective, the two major issues right now are the supply chain and workforce.
What about crime? And, you know, it's hard to talk about downtown and not mention crime. Are you satisfied? Or are you impatient with the city's response to crime?
Well, people who know me know I'm always impatient about solving problems. So that's the essence of who we are at the Regional Business Council. We're less about studies. We're more about action. We firmly believe that there's a threefold issue when you look at crime. You got to look at enforcement. Do you have the right people in the right place? Secondly, you've got to look at intervention and prevention. Any police officer you talk to will say you can't enforce your way out of a crime. Now, you can get the really dangerous people off the streets, but you need to be then giving opportunity then in our neighborhoods. And that's where we spend a lot of our time, in the neighborhoods. We help start the police foundation. We're very supportive of police. We're actually, it's been reported, we're paying for the search for the new police chief. The mayor asked us to do it. we said, okay, she wanted to do for the first time a national search. Let's get the best person in there. We agree with that. And so she's and her team are working on that right now. But it's that neighborhoods. And the two fundamental things, and Carol, you know this from all of your work, is education, because education then gets you into a job. And if you have an alternative to some of the things that you don't want our kids getting into, right, like a job, then you get on the right track. And I know Kelvin Adams was just here. We're so lucky. We've had stability for 14 years. He came in, he changed a lot of things, really built up a lot of schools. Is there more work to be done? Yes. So, Tom, in answer to your question, no, I'm not satisfied. A lot more needs to be done. There's a number of people working on some of those things right now. It's something that I think from a business community perspective, we want to keep working with the mayor and others. I mean, we've got North County. We just did a clean sweep up in Castle Point. I mean, think about it for a second. From where we are right now, 20 minutes away are kids that are in a district, Riverview Gardens School District, lowest performing district in the state of Missouri. Now, the good news is they have a reformed superintendent. The bad news is that community in North County, we often talk about the city.
Right.
But if you look at North County, there are some real neighborhoods that are living in poverty. No streetlights. I mean, things that you just wouldn't think are going on, certainly in our city. So that's where we put a lot of time. Where right now, they've got a great superintendent over at Riverview, and we're putting a lot of time and energy helping her bring some hope in the schools. We did a whole cleanup effort, paint the buildings, things of that sort. She's got a new person coming in to help her on the improving the curriculum. I've got a company that actually is funding a recruitment person. They lost a lot of teachers, so they want to bring in new teachers. So there's no simple answer. It's multifaceted, and you got to be working at all of those things at the same time.
Yesterday was the anniversary of Michael Brown's death, and I recall you not only just being at the table, but saying, we have got to do something.
Yes.
You stepping forward to help understand what was happening then and to move the region forward. What did you think needed to happen then, and has it happened?
First off, it was a crisis moment. So there was a lot of things that you had to do in a crisis, but there's other things you have to do long term. So in the crisis, right away, we started to fund. Within 10 days, we were getting money out to some of the small businesses, no strings attached, but also into the schools. Teachers weren't coming to school. Parents were afraid to send their kids to school. I mean, people didn't know where to get diapers for their kids. So those are the kind of things initially that we worked on. But what happens is you get to know a community and you get to understand how complicated it was. And I think a lot of people that lived in Ferguson had no idea what was happening in their own community. So you had to educate people that there was areas where there was extreme poverty, other areas that had bungalows sitting next to black and whites right next to each other.
Right.
What happened? Schools weren't what they used to be. People were in high density places. A lot of crime was happening, but it was a huge amount of poverty, huge amount of poverty. And, of course, at the time you had police that probably also didn't know how to deal with the situation that was sitting there. So what had to happen is you had to get the schools to be better. You had to bring in more business. You had to solve some of the societal problems. And I've got to hand it to Michael McMillan and the Urban League.
Right.
And I'll tell you, somebody just recently passed away is Michael Nydorf at Centene. I don't know if your listeners know this story. But within a week, he turned to his people and he said, we're going to put a claim center up there. And we're going to have a child care center. And we're going to have a cafeteria. We're going to have a fitness center. Go find the property. And they said, okay, we'll go do it. He said, we're going to announce that on Monday. And it was a Friday. And he announced it. And that claim center sits here today. And you've got people employed. You've got the things they need for their children.
And that's will.
That is total will. That's somebody understanding what you need to have happen there. And so what I think is there's more that needs to be done, but I've got to tell you, a lot of good things have happened in that community, and the leadership has completely changed. Sometimes what happens is, you know, you don't have the right people on the boards. You don't have the right people speaking up. You don't have people understand the complexity of their own community. Here's what happened overall in our country is the urban problems came into suburbia, and suburbia wasn't ready. And so Michael Brown, in some ways, is a symptom, a sad, tragic symptom of that.
Something that was just in the news. In fact, it continues to be. Eli Lilly, the massive pharmaceutical company in Indianapolis, they expect to have trouble recruiting to that headquarters because of a new abortion ban. Is that, are you hearing that in St. Louis? Are employers concerned about that?
There's no doubt that's an issue. And in Missouri, you know, we've got people on both sides of that issue. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, public policy affects talent attraction.
That was a succinct answer from Kathy mm-hmm. Osborne. Before we let you go, we had every candidate for St. Louis County executive on the air with us on Total Information AM, and we asked them about population loss. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm sure that's a concern for regional business council members.
Sure. I mean, we're a free society, so people move where they're looking for what they want for themselves and their children. And my experience has been what people want once they have children in particular, they want to have safe communities, they want to have good schools, and they want to have ability to get to the services that they need. So people will go where they think they can find that. And if you look at North County, you've had people who've gone from North County and they keep moving further west, and ultimately they move into St. Charles County. I'm less worried about that. I'm more saying you need to build our air. The city needs to build. Let's be frank. When somebody says city of St. Louis, they're not thinking about an individual municipality. They're thinking about downtown St. Louis. So whether you're working in downtown, whether you come downtown, this is St. Louis. So you need to build everything and everything from there out and across the river. Lots of exciting things are happening over in St. Clair County, and that affects us as well, and that affects the workforce as well. So I think we have to be less competitive among each other and more solving problems together.
Kathy Osborne has joined us downtown. We appreciate it very much.
Pleasure to see both of you, and congratulations. It's great to see the two of you in this seat.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.